100 Word Stories. Welcome to the 100 Word Stories podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. I'm your host, Lawrence Simon. Today is Sunday, so instead of the usual daily stories from me, it's your turn. I call this the weekly challenge, where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. I also make excuses for the poor audio quality. I mean, I budgeted for a really good headset, and then the Russian and Chinese ambassadors vetoed it. The topic this week was the letter A. We've got a lot of stories this week, so let's go ahead and get right to it. First up, it's gonna be Thomas Petrie. Cool. All right, let's see what double shot he's got for us. Oh, get out your mug. Time for some yummy. Man, that is some good stuff this morning. I should get more of this coffee.
Young Miss Nancy had begun her private organ and music lessons. Her teacher, a strict Polish woman from an Eastern European academy, assigned the first note for Nancy to master. It was middle A, and Nancy had to perfect it before proceeding to the next note. The finger had to be held and curled just right as she struck the key over and over. 100 times. 1,000. 1,000,000. Nancy's finger ached, and her mother in the next room was trembling. The canary had already taken its own life, and the cat squeezed out the back window to freedom.
Story number 2.
Matthew and Francis lived in an A-frame on the edge of the old forest. They built it themselves, and now they were both up on scaffolding, hanging the lights and finishing up the ceiling. They liked the house, having lived in V-frames when they lived on the Texas Panhandle. V-frames were very uncomfortable, as everything ended up at the bottom at the intersection of the walls. The house was cluttered and difficult to navigate in. Matthew had gone to the most avant-garde schools in Canada and Connecticut, but had finally learned something about design and utility.
That's the kind of person that I want to design my home. Thank you, Thomas. Good stories this week. Next up, we have Tura. Tura, what do you have for us?
I used to work for the Oxford English Dictionary. I got the very first word to define. It's not just the indefinite article. It has 71 distinguishable uses, spread over 12 centuries. Agnostic, anew, abed, arise, a down day. You know how, if you say word over and over, the sense goes out of it? After a year of research, condensed into 4 pages of concentrated scholarship, I couldn't bear seeing it. When I retired, they gave me present. Old book, The Perfection of Wisdom in One Letter. And the letter?
Ah!
So I emigrated to Russia. They don't have a word for it.
Ha ha ha! That's my new ringtone. Thank you, Tura. And your suggestion of next week's topic of the... Oh, it was so tempting to pick that one out of the hat. Maybe next week. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo! Actually, I should probably post all of these suggested topics up and then let people pick them for the weekly challenge 2 weeks down and then make it a rolling thing where I post them, people choose, and then, you know, there's a vote. It's so complicated. It's bad enough Sunday morning that I have to wake up and drink coffee. Oh, did I complain? Oh, well, that was only 4 minutes into the podcast. Damn. All right. Well, I have nothing to complain about here with this story by Botgirl, who not only sent in the audio, but if you go to Botgirl's site, there's going to be a little video treat for you. Although if I say treat, then you think treat TV, which really isn't much of anything these days. But still, here is Botgirl, and let's roll it.
Thank you.
Welcome to another 100-word story by Bot Girl Questy. You can find more of her stories, comics, and videos at botgirl.blogspot.com.
Jane 909 had always felt different from her sisters. Although biologically indistinguishable, the singular nature of her identity was as plain to her as a nose on her perfectly symmetrical face. Despite state-of-the-art genetics and intensive social engineering, a visceral sense of uniqueness blossomed through her 18 years of life. Today, she finally had enough. Jane 909 looked over the sea of identical faces and began her valedictorian speech. "I am more than just a Jane," she said. "And so are you." The angry mob of clones pulled her from the podium and carried her to the recycling vat.
Thank you, Botgirl. And ooh, there is going to be a pool party in the recycling vat. Cool! This is going to be great. Let's all bring margaritas. What's the difference between a margarita and a daiquiri, anyway? I never understood. You know, I have so many of them that I pass out, and it's like, what the hell did I drink? And I don't remember anymore. Never mind. Next up, it's Lizzie. And she actually has a site now. Isn't it amazing? People get inspired to do sites, and then they archive stuff over there, and maybe after they get their golden monkeys, they'll, like, put up Amazon self-publishes for $1.99, and then they become massively rich, and then they hire someone to rub me out. If only. Yeah, that's been my strategy all along. It doesn't seem to be working for me. Oh, here's Lizzie's story.
Hello, Lizzie Goodcuff here. This is what I've written for this week's challenge. Let's see. A map, a flashlight, some matches, a plastic bag just in case, also a notepad and a pen. What else? She paused and looked around the room for clues. Clothes, perhaps? He asked, intrigued. It did seem like the logical thing to take while going camping. Nah, we are not going to stay long, are we? She continued to fuss about opening and closing drawers. We need some food, he added. Oh, I know, she said overenthusiastically. We need a snake. And she ran out of the room and vanished into thin air. A what?
Ooh, that's why my last camping expedition didn't go so well. I needed my snake. Okay, I'll remember to bring snake. I'm going to write it in really big letters. Snake. There. Although, can it be a rubber snake? I don't like real snakes. Thank you, Lizzie. Next up, it's Bonchon's Longfall. Now, if you ever have the chance, you can listen to him live some Saturdays and Sundays here and there. It's in some sort of weird virtual world that, you know, is kind of, you know, cartoony. But I like it. So, here's Bonchance and his story. Whee!
Crap Mariners 100 Word Challenge. This weekly challenge is based on the letter A. I wrote this. Jack and the boys headed to Vegas. Jack was up, then down. By the third day, he broke even. Well, boys, this was awesome, but I got to get back to the wife. The last conversation he had flashed through his mind. He was going out for ice cream. Midnight, shoes in hand, the lights came on. He heard, "Where's the ice cream?" She said, "You have three options. A, find a lawyer. B," he slipped his shoes on, picked up his 35-year-old single malt scotch he was saving, opened the door, saying, "I'll go with option A."
"Ooh, do lawyers have ice cream? What flavor ice cream do lawyers like?" "Oh, I don't know. Ooh, fudge ripple. I hope so. That would be cool. Thank you, Bonchance. And I hope you got the ice cream." Next up, it's Guy David. "Ooh, this is going to be good. Night Guy, Night Guy." He likes to play with stuff. Let's see what he's come up with this week. Take it away, Guy David.
The First, a 100-word story by Guy David. She was the first letter in the alphabet, and she knew it. A quick look from her was enough to melt most of the alphabet away. People became speechless as she walked by, viciously robbed of their speech. She had the upper hand in debate, leaving every other letter far behind. She was a countenance, a word and a world on her own. She stood on a strong foundation and no one could collapse her. A comma was just a pause for her, and no semicolon could keep her away. It was only at the full stop that she stopped.
Thank you, Guy. Full stop. Just cool. I'm going to be saying full stop a lot now. Ooh, and speaking of full stop. I should take a picture of this mug. I don't know what I'll do with it. I won't post it. I won't share it. I'll just take a picture of it. Does that mean that it was worth taking a picture of? I'll think about that. While I think about that, Tom has a story, but no updates. It's in, well, not so big letters this time. And now for something completely different. Tom.
Hello, Night People. Tom here. And tonight's story is called Try. Professor Hughes had a propensity for handing out A's. Others in the department would gently remind the old man that an A was awarded for work exemplary. This was not the professor's modus operandi. He held firmly to the principle that merely showing up constituted half the distance to success. Add this to a willingness to prevail in the face of repeated failure, a student was guaranteed an A. Despite this vaulted sub rosa of liberal-mindedness, some underclassmen, hell-bent on a road to ruin, did indeed earn their F's, the most famous being the cheerleader from Texas, George W. Bush.
Wait, famous? Who? I've never heard of him. Oh well, thank you, Tom. Next up, it's Treed! You just had to wait for that, didn't you? All right, Treed, let's hear what you've got. Let's hear what everybody's got. Bring it on!
Thomas Reed here, with more in the continuing story of Bob and Dave. This one's titled, Bob and Dave. Part 4 of the ongoing love story, by Treed. I don't know. Dave. I don't know, Bob. Or I forgot. I don't remember. I don't know. Dave. No, Bob. I know I should remember, but Bob, I don't. Dave. Bob, don't try to shame me into remembering. Dave. It won't work, Bob. You cannot intimidate or cajole me into saying anything, whether I remember or not. Dave. Stop it, Bob. It isn't working. Dave. Okay, so I do remember. But Bob, you don't want to know. You know how you get. Dave. Okay. I made an A on that psych test you made a C on.
Thank you. Trade! I hope those two work their differences out, and then they work their similarities out, and then they work out, because everyone needs exercise. I know I do. Speaking of exercise, an exercise in utility by Muncie! 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 Let's all say Muncie, shall we? Okay, except for you. You don't say it well. You don't elocute properly. But you can learn to elocute with Muncie's Elocution Lessons, beginning now. God, where is this? Ah, man. You know, one of the hard things about doing things on dual monitors is that the mouse gets over here and there, and then I've got my little hang in there, kitty, and I should probably take a picture of the mouse pad and then not share it.
I cast my pod into the sea and see what might return to me. Hello, all. Time for a story. A, by Chris Monroe. Plan A is to come up with something completely new, something that'll shed new light on the human condition. I'll use my words and the perspective of my life experiences to craft a piece of work filled with relatable characters in realistic situations, addressing concerns that affect us every day. In doing so, I'll change the way we see ourselves, and hopefully put how we treat one another into better perspective. Plan B is a hodgepodge of dated pop culture references and non sequiturs, designed to invoke nostalgia as I gently mock already familiar targets. We'll see which film gets funding first. Fiction at MunzeeStories.blogspot.com. Tweets on Twitter at MunzeeMunzee. Comedy projects forthcoming.
Yay, comedy projects. Ooh, can I have a part in those? Like, a mime? That would be awesome. You could, like, put a credit of the mime, and then all I have to do is send blank audio? That would be cool. Although, you could probably have someone do it for me. Like the midget. The midget could do the... Okay, I should just stop begging. Thank you, Muncie. Ha ha! All right, that one spiked. Okay, I gotta stop doing that. Ha ha! Next up, it's Tara Lynn. man, coffee makes me silly. It's the Baileys that calms me down. Tara Lynn, what's your story?
There are great men and women that accomplish amazing things, and there are others that are amazed at the things they accomplished. For me, when I think of things I accomplished that made me feel like, I did this, and it is amazing, it was when I learned to write. The first thing I learned to write, and I will never forget it, was the letter A. It was only 3 lines. I got the special paper to help you line up the lines, and it had a dotted line to trace. 1, 2, and 3. Wow! I can write.
Oh, thank you! Okay, now you need to learn how to sign your name. Put it on this small slip of paper. Yeah, those are zeros. Those aren't O's. We'll get to O's later. All right, and good! All right, I'm going to go to the bank. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And, oh, while I'm going to the bank, here's a story by Zach Mann.
This is Matt Jarbo, KZOM Radio. You know how dogs like to drink fluids from cars, although most of those fluids could kill them? Well, the undead seem to have the same thirst. Remember how we at KZOM Radio said they would likely be frozen still in a Canadian winter? We now know that zombies thirst not only for blood, but alcohol and antifreeze. Never thought I would say this, but the good in the news is that it will be negative 40 tonight. So bundle up before going out tonight, and don't forget the baseball bats, because even antifreeze will freeze tonight.
You know, there ought to be a collection of zombie stories from this podcast over the years. I think that would be cool. Just all zombies all the time. Brief, because that's how long you've got before you have to run from the zombies. Oh, good coffee. Thank you, Zach Mann. How many other podcasts have people sipping coffee with Baileys in it getting progressively wonky? Man, I still gotta go to the grocery store, and it's going to be a madhouse because everybody's going to be shopping for the Super Bowl because they should have done it yesterday, although my wife did that yesterday, but she didn't get yogurt, and she didn't get carrots, and she didn't get celery, and she didn't get, well, she got a small thing of blueberries, but I go through blueberries like by the bucket loads. I love blueberries. They're really good in tea and Coke Zero. All right, so I've dropped my shorts and revealed my secrets. How about your secrets? We'll start with Kate Story Moon. Kate, what's your story?
440 by Kate Story Moon. Waluski hated me. Why? 8 years past squeaks and lousy embouchures of fourth graders. It was wind ensemble, both first chair. Now taunts every day. Two tiers behind me, Paul's snide whispers, throaty chuckles with his trumpet pals, ugly as only adolescent males can dispose. Dad said, not the saxophone. Everyone wants a sax. I was naive, 9 with perfect pitch, and I never wanted to be any band director's pet.
Hey, Barthuli! What's the difference between an oboe and an onion?
On cue, the room hushed.
Nobody cries when you chop up an oboe.
On cue, the baton.
An A, please, Donna.
I'd cry if someone chopped up an oboe. I like oboe. I like them a lot, and I will defend them to the death. Your death, not mine. I plan on living. Oh, thank you, Kate. And, don't mess with the oboes. Don't mess with them. The bassoons will get you. All right, we have Talk Marie coming up. Talk with Marie. Talk Marie, talk with... I'm confused. This Google Plus thing is so confusing. But, okay, so Weekly A, Red Goddess. Okay, I'm just... There are thousands of names. You have to remember them all. If you know the thousand names of God, you will be powerful. And the 1001st is Red Goddess. Red Goddess, take it away! I'm supposed to call you that, right? I'm just making sure. I just go by what's on the script.
It was a normal end-of-the-week school day for Amanda, straight A honor roll senior. She's been dreading first period AP biology all morning. She wanted a break from all the exams, track meets, student body meetings, and dealing with Principal Pooh's snarky remarks. As she walked up the stairs past the security officers at the main entrance with metal detectors, she noticed the chains on the side exit door were unlocked. She suddenly had an escape plan after homeroom, prison break style, back in her bed with a pint of strawberry ice cream, playing her guitar.
Thank you. Okay, let me get the name right. These display names and Google Plus names are driving me mad. Red Goddess. Although he can talk with Marie. Next up, Stephen the Nuclear Man. Now, I know you've been waiting to hear his voice all week, but he's all ragged out from specking the halls. So, I'm going to read... No, I'm not. No, I'm not going to read it. I don't read any stories. No, I leave it to the midget and then Planet Z, and then sometimes, you know, Socky the Sock Puppet, and sometimes I make the little iPhone chick read for me. But no, I never read stories on Sunday. It's my day off. I just ramble in between them. No. Okay. So which one of you? You? No. Well, get back here, midget. I know you just read one. Come on, get back here. Hey, what do I pay you for? Oh, that. Well, speaking of which, we need to go to the doctor. I'm starting to show a rash. Okay. All right. Here comes the midget.
I noticed the tear when I took off the clean suit. Only a few millimeters wide, but that's a vast chasm for a virus. Come on, I told myself while removing the boots. I put the clean suit in the incinerator. The samples were all contaminated. The suit is just a redundancy. I just snagged some blister packs of antivirals. My fever hit 100 by the freeway. hallucinations and the wreck occurred at 103 degrees. Over 23 people have already touched me. The rate of contact at transmission with gloves is 95%. The fatality rate is 85%. I am the Alpha of humanity's Omega.
Thank you, Stephen the Nuclear Man. You should see a doctor about that, too. You know, the high fever? Maybe, I don't, or, you know, you don't have to. You can see the doctor in a few days. Just a little, you know, a little ice. A little ice, you know, to keep the fever down, I think. Oh, and don't touch anybody. And don't, you know, don't operate machinery either. Including toaster. Ooh, that's what I can do. I can get a toaster today. I need a toaster. Although, I really ought to be eating wheat bread. I shouldn't be eating bread at all. What am I thinking? Oh, man, I've gone insane. Okay, I need to calm down a bit. You know, I've got tortillas, but I don't have any brie. I've got avocado, but the avocado is a week old. Oh, this talk about, hey, get avocados, it's Super Bowl. You know, they look like footballs, I know. But you can't throw them, unless you're real small. I mean, you can juggle them. But then you bruise them. Stop thinking that way. That's crazy talk. Instead, let's hand this back to the midget, because we've got Chris, the nuclear kid. Yeah, he's got story too. Okay, here we go. Here's his story.
Henry, come here, I shouted up the stairs. What do you want now, Joey? He shouted back. You want a dollar? Yeah. Then say the letter A.
Well, I can't say that letter.
Why not?
Well, I was walking to my friend's house, and they asked if I had $2, and I said I have a dollar, and she asked if she could have it to buy some food, and I said no, and so she left, but the next day, I could not say the letter A.
So why are you saying it now?
Because I made the story up.
Thank you, Chris the Nuclear Kid, and congratulations on your silver medal at the Winter Olympics. I made that story up, too. He actually got the gold. Next up, it's Cliff. Cliff is brand new to this, although he doesn't have a URL because he's totally embarrassed by his site. That's okay. You could put any URL there. You could have, like, you know, monkeypancakes.com. Ooh, is Monkey Pancake? Ooh, is that a site? Ooh, I want it. I want Monkey Pancakes. Although, I kind of like blueberry. But monkey is good. Someone probably already has blueberry pancakes. I know someone has buttermilk pancakes. Eh? Okay, I should shut up now. Here's Clifford, and welcome to the podcast. And if you haven't figured out by now, I'm a little weird.
Easy A by Clifford Lowe. Perfect Paper, the website was called. It claimed to search the internet for material for your term paper tailored to your professor. It promised an A. It cost $50. I was desperate. 3 weeks later, I got an anonymous email with my paper, Minimalism and Its Effects on Literature. On the second page was a single letter, A. I spent the next 2 days scraping together an acceptable paper to turn in. I got a C. Andrew showed me his paper, Positivism in Modern Academics. Inside was one word, yes. He got an A.
Ha, 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 ha. Well, that's because he's a yes man. Thank you, Clifford. And I'm looking forward to more stories from you. That was cool. You know, you said, like, hey, I'm going to do one, like, early last week. And then, like, you did one. Dude, that's cool. I love it when people follow through. Especially when they're golfing. Because if you don't follow through when golfing, the ball goes kind of wild. Speaking of golf, it's boring. Well, it's boring to watch on TV. If you like walking around, it's fun. It gets you out and you talk to people. I don't like talking to people. I like talking to people, as long as the people aren't here, and I have to, like, you know, react and engage, and I don't... William Shatner. That's right, William Shatner is going to be in town in March, and I got a ticket. I'm going alone. Because, you know, there are just some things you have to do alone. Was I saying something? Right. Thank you, Clifford. And next up, It's Norval Joe. Yeah! Norval Joe! Oh, cool. The Price of Friendship. And hopefully he has an update on how his audiobook is going, or potiobook, or Claudiobook, or I don't know what they're... I should do one of those. No, I shouldn't. No. I keep saying I'm going to do stuff, and then like 6 years later, it's like, oh yeah, I never got around to that. So, mowing the lawn, that's kind of a good idea. We don't have a lawn. We need one. Okay, if forget about tips, and forget about donations, and contributions, or links, or any of that, please send me a lawn. Until then, here's Norval Joe.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of the Flying Island Press, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 302 with the prompt of A, I guess. While the Price of Friendship is coming along, I have 11 episodes up so far at podiobooks.com, and I have episodes 12 and 13 sitting in the quality assurance queue waiting to be passed along. So those will probably come in next week if you're interested. If not, that's my problem, not yours. Hopefully I'll get the other last three episodes out this week. So here's my story for the prompt of A. The eclectic company crept slowly through the dark. Their bare feet were soundless on the cold stone floor of the natural cavern, their boots removed and carried in their packs. Spleen, the half-goblin, and the only one who could see in the dark, led the way, a rope tied around his waist. The rest of the group clung to the rope, with Elbonor, the elf, at the rear. A sound, like a rock dropping into water, splashed far off in the darkness to their left. Owen knew, this far below the surface, it was unlikely to be something so simple. Thanks for listening. Stop by podiobooks.com and check out my story, please. And we'll see you next week.
Be sure to check out his book at Podiobooks. See, he said it right. He got it right. Oh, wait, hold on. Rusty returns to Julie's 10 a.m. Sunday. Oh, cool! That'll get me in the mood for the Super Bowl. Rose Drop Rust. Dan Lynn. Good music, good poetry, good this, good that. I know, I go overboard on this SL stuff, and no one ever joins. No one ever joins because it's been over 5 years since someone said, hey, I joined just because of you, and it sucks. Well, don't spend any money on it. You know, freebies. There are like all these freebies. If you need, you know, a site with a source of freebies and all that so that you can represent yourself as a monkey, I'll give you a monkey. I'll give you a monkey. That's it. I promise to give you a monkey. If you want to go around as a... And then you can be my army of monkeys. That doesn't sound too right. Oh, whatever. Here we go with... hold on. And we got... Oh, TJ! TJ's here. I'm not going to do the Adventures of Online Dating because he's done with that. So, the adventures of the series that comes after online dating. That theme music sticks in my head. It does. It's in there. It's in there forever. Wait, what was I thinking about? Oh, here's TJ.
Hi, this is TJ. I am from North Dakota, and this week's The Museum of Family History. With the prompt of A, I give you noises. A candy wrapper. A set of 1969 World Book Encyclopedias. A jar with no label with gray liquid inside. A dry husk of something that might once have been a sandwich. A largely undifferentiated pile of laundry, groceries, and garage sale finds. A mass of unmotivated flies barely scatter as you approach. A cloud of dust rises as I step wrong and one of the piles shifts. A quadrupedal skeleton is revealed. Still, as Granny leads the way picking through piles of clutter in the living room, I think I hear something upstairs, and I wonder how alone we are.
how alone we are. Not very, really. I mean, Bruin's over there, and, well, now she's on the bed asleep, and, okay, I feel horribly alone. But not really. The sun's coming up. It's real nice, and I really don't. I find stuff to do. I'm comfortable with myself, I think. And it's cool. Besides, I like the quiet, although my ears start to ring. Thank you, TJ. I'm getting a little neurotic, aren't I? Well, when you get neurotic, then you know it's time for Planet Z.
Growing up in Ohio, my friend Paul had a cool A-frame playhouse in his backyard. It was infested with bees and wasps, but his dad would smoke them out now and then. He'd draw comic books back there with superhero characters he'd come up with. Then, I found out he'd been tracing them from real comic books. Did we have a falling out over that? Or something else? His brothers? His sister? His faith? I don't remember. It's been over 30 years. I Google him, and then close the window. Best to leave some things in the past.
And there you have it. A bunch of stories about the letter A. Thank you to everyone who was a part of the weekly challenge this week on the 100 Word Stories podcast. You can go to the website at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com for links to authors' websites, the text of the stories, an archive of shows, social network sharing options, and a whole bunch of other stuff. The more people who see this on Google+, Facebook, and Twitter, the more explaining you'll have to do with your loved ones, coworkers, and parole officers. So go ahead and plus one, like, share, whatever, and feel proud that you can click. Oh, and we're also on Stitcher Radio. If you're listening via Stitcher Radio, drop by and say hi, or say something. The Adventures in Online Dating. I just love saying that. Until next week, where the topic will be Tunnel, this is Lawrence Simon saying thank you for listening. And, as always, keep it brief.